This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conflict in West Asia is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form and in such a situation, adding that all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister said this while chairing the meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. More from our correspondent.
During the meeting, the Cabinet Secretary, Dr. T.V. Somanathan, gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and mitigating measures taken so far and being planned by all concerned ministries and departments. According to Prime Minister Office statement, the expected impact and measures taken to address it across sectors like agriculture, fertilizer, food, security, petroleum and other affected sectors were discussed in the meeting. The meeting also made a detailed assessment of availability for critical needs of the common man, including food, energy and food fuel security. Furthermore, short-term, medium-term and long-term measures to ensure continued availability of essential needs were also discussed in the meeting. The meeting also involved discussion on several measures to diversify sources of imports required by chemicals, pharmaceuticals, petrochemicals and other industrial sectors. The PMO informed that several measures proposed by different ministries will be prepared and implemented in the coming days after consultation with all stakeholders. Samarth Singh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Iran has threatened to completely close Strait of Hormuz if U.S. attacks Iranian power plants. In a statement, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said that the Strait of Hormuz will be completely closed and will not be opened until destroyed Iranian power plants are rebuilt. The IRGC statement comes after U.S. President Donald Trump warned that if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, America will hit and obliterate various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. Meanwhile, Air India and Air India Express will operate a total of 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, even as services on several routes remain limited. Both carriers will continue their scheduled operations to Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and the Saudi Arabian city. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangaluru. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. Besides, the Finance Bill 2026 is also listed in today's business of the House for consideration and passing. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end today. Polling in the two states and the union territory will be held in a single phase on 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Last date for withdrawal of candidature is 26th of March. West Bengal's Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal has said that ECI will publish the first supplementary voter list under the SIR process today. This list will feature names of voters whose documents have been fully verified pending in the adjudication list. Election Commission sources said 27 lakh pending voter records have been settled with about 2 lakh names processed daily. The nation pays homage to legendary freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day today. They who were executed in Lahore Central Jail on this day in 1931 by British rulers. The three revolutionaries were tried for their involvement in fatally shooting a British police officer Saunders on the 17th of December 1928 and were awarded death sentence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to freedom fighters Bhagat Singh, Rajguru and Sukhdev on their martyrdom day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that their martyrdom for the nation remains etched in the collective memory of the citizens. The Prime Minister highlighted that these freedom fighters displayed extraordinary courage and an unshakable commitment to the cause of India's freedom at a young age. And that is the end of this news bulletin.